Okay, good evening, everyone. 晚安。今天我们要查彼得后书第二章。第二章有22节。我已经选好11个人要来念这22节的圣经。所以你听着你的名字。第一到第二节加州邦的 Alan。第三到第四节巡营。5 to 6, Alex. You can read any language, by the way. 中文、英文、Cantonese, 什么都可以哈。Just read whatever language you feel comfortable. Okay, 5 to 6, Alex. 7 to 8, 刘刚。9 to 10, May. 11 to 12, 小谢。13 to 14, Ellen. 15 to 16, Shawnee.17 to 18, Eddie. 19 to 20, Vivian. 21 to 22, Vicky.
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师父，私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认。自取速速的灭亡，将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡也必速速来到。就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。
曾也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水淋到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了全义道的挪亚一家八口，又判定所多玛和摩拉将两城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔的尴尬。
只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见、听见他们不法的事。他的一心就天天伤痛。
主知道搭救近前的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑法之下等候审判的日子。那些随肉身从污秽的情日轻慢主之治之人的人更是如此。他们胆大任性，毁谤在敬畏的也不知。恐不知那个什么
惧怕
那个繁体字惧怕，
就是天使虽然力量全能刚大，还不用诽谤的话在主面前告他们，但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类，已被捉拿自杀的。他们诽谤所不留得的朽得的人，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭遇败坏。
行的不义，就得了不义的工价。这些人喜欢白昼宴乐，他们已被玷污，又有瑕疵，正与你们一同坐席，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。他们满眼是淫色，止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被诅咒的种类。
他们离弃正路就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路，巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴以人能拦阻先知的狂妄。
这些人是无水的井，是狂风吹逼的雾气， 有默默的幽暗为他们存留。他们说虚妄惊夸的大话，用肉身的情欲和邪淫的事引诱那些刚才脱离妄行的人。
他们应许人得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆，因为人被谁制服就是谁的奴仆。倘若他们因认识主，救主耶稣基督，就得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。
他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。俗语说的真不错，狗所吐的他转过来又吃，猪洗净了又回到泥里去滚，这话在他们身上正合适。
Okay, thank you very much. Chapter 2 of 彼得后书，整章都是在谈这个 false teachers, 假师傅。彼得用了22节来讲这个题目，所以显然这个题目对彼得是非常非常的重要。 So, and he talked about false teachers before, and he talked about false teachers at that time, 就是我们今天也有很多的假师傅。 So that topic continues to be very important to all of us even today, because false teachers existed before Peter's time,during Peter's time, and all throughout the 2,000 years of our church history continue to exist. I feel that when Satan is trying to attack Jesus and prevent Jesus from accomplishing the salvation on earth, but he failed and Jesus died on the cross for us. So then what is then Satan's next step if Jesus already accomplished the salvation on the cross and resurrected, then the only thing left for Satan is really to attack the church. And what is the best way to attack the church? Is really to use, one of the best ways is to use all these false teachers to confuse the church, to mislead the church, to mislead the people who would come up, who would otherwise come to believe in Jesus. So that's why false teachers would never stop, because that is one of the tactics that Satan would use to attack us. And we're going to talk about examples that we see before, and also today, what are some of the false teachers that we see. And so it's important for us to learn what are some of the ways to distinguish false teachers from true teachers.所以这一章大概那个outline 就是这里你看到的 ，OK， 头三节就是讲到这个false teachers 假师傅的危险啊，然后到从第四节到第十节就讲到神对那个不敬虔人的审判，然后再从第四节到第十节到第十九节。就讲到这个depravity of the false teachers, 他们 的见证是很不好的。然后最后的几节就讲到那个假师傅的结局 ,the ending, what will happen to these false teachers. Okay, so that's the structure of this entire chapter of 22 verses. Now, in the very beginning, in verse 1, in the very beginning, 那彼得说到There were also false teachers among the people. 他说以前 okay, before Peter's time, there were false teachers among the people. Just as there will be false teachers among you. 将来也会有，以前有，将来也会有。So what are some of the examples of false teachers that you can remember, basically in Old Testament's time, that are like,that would mislead the Israelites? What are some of the examples of false teachers that you can think of from the Old Testament? Think of any example of false teachers in the Old Testament.
巴兰。
巴兰，yep. 我的巴兰巴兰做了什么？
巴兰做了什么？民俗记要查一下。
不要不要 ，very summarize 一句，他做了什么？他被请了请了去做什么？
就是巴勒请巴兰去咒诅，以色列人。可是事实上，他说出来的都是祝福的话，三次。
对，
他就是上帝，就是让他说出祝福的话，没有办法，就是属灵上也没有办法攻击这个攻击这个以色列人。
Right, so that 巴兰是个很好的例子。还有没有？耶利米书里面要讲的什么？记不记得我们读了不久吗？其实
他假先知哈拿尼亚
，Right, yeah, 哈拿尼亚 ，Right. So you can see some of the examples here that the Bible mentioned in First Kings, in Jeremiah, in Numbers. 刚才我们提到巴兰 is the very prominent example. 在耶利米书也有。他们就是很多时候，这一些假先知就是告诉这个以色列的王或者是以色列的民，说 ，you know everything will be okay, don't worry, God will bless you. But instead, they are not from God. What actually God was telling the prophets like Jeremiah that God is going to go judge the Israelites, right?So a lot of people say, oh, don't worry, the Babylonians will not conquer you, you'll be okay. So all these are the false prophets that also happen in the Old Testament. And so that's likely what Peter was referring to, that there were 以前有一些假先知, okay? And there will be false teachers among you in the future as well.头三节就是讲到这些假先知是很危险的。What are some of the reasons that you can see from these first few verses? What are the dangers of these false teachers?
我觉得是因为他们不是完全的说一大堆的假话，很 obviously 你一听就知道是假的。我觉得很危险的就是真真假假混在一起的，所以有的时候就是很容易把即使是信主，我们灵性很相当有深厚基础的，也很可能就 get confused， 他就利用 get confused 的这个机会趁虚而入，我想是这样子。
Yeah,
也就听起来好像真的。
Right, Vicky brought out a very good point. 很多时候这些假师傅他们说的时候 ，they are not all false.They're going to probably, maybe I'm making it up, maybe 80% true and then 20% false. Maybe they'll tell you, I believe in the Bible. Oh, very good. You believe in the Bible. But then they will say, oh, but they also believe something else is not quite right. So then they would kind of mix in the false teachings with mostly, you know, good teachings or true teachings and to confuse people, right? Because 你听好像是对。But then there will be something that is not quite right. Okay, so the danger is they are very tricky. They can easily mislead you. They introduce false teachings, heresies. Okay, what else? What are some other dangers?
我不确定啊，但是我看最后那几节，他的意思好像是讲，好像会让人失去救恩啊。你看第二十节、二十一节。他说倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好了。他们晓得义路，竟背弃了传给他们的生命，倒不如不晓得为妙。反正很严重，是不是会失去救恩，这个我就不 sure。
Okay, so we'll talk aboutwhether they're going to lose salvation, that point a little bit later on. But if we ignore whether they got it and then they lost it or not, I think the bottom line is then when people are misled, they would not have salvation, regardless of whether they had it before. I think the bottom line is when people are misled by these false teachers, 他们就没有得到那个救恩。Okay, so that would be, of course, the tragic thing that some people who are misled, 没有得到那个救恩。OK, but we'll get back to your point. 他们是不是先前有了救恩，然后再后来没有救恩？我们在finish 的时候，在最后的时候，我们到21、22节，然后我们再讲。OK, what are the dangers you can think of?
If you listen to the false teaching, and you don't realize that you build on the foundation for a while, you will become one of them. You become their slave, and you will be harm other Christians to confuse others. You become their soldier, their Satan's soldier. And you don't even realize yourself. That's a very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Right. You definitely see that happening, right? So some people are misled. Not only they themselves are misled, but they also mislead other people as well. The main problem, of course, is these false teachers, like is described in these first three verses here, 他们 introduce heresies. What is the definition of a heresy? That means they deny, 否认, 或者是 cast doubt on a core doctrine of our 基督教的信仰. And like Vicky said, sometimes they use a mixture of truth and lies. And one common example is they, 他们否认耶稣是神. You know, that's a common heresy that you would encounter nowadays. What other heresies can you think of today, 21st century? 你们遇到了、听到了什么异端？
因为我最近听了犹大叔讲的跟这一章讲的东西很像。那边他提到说，就是他讲的那个，因为这边讲的是说以后会有假师父会出来。犹大叔好像写的比较晚，犹大写的时候是那个假师父已经出来了，所以他们有去做研究，说当时的异端是叫做诺斯底主义啊，因为你看这边你会发现呀，你会发现他讲的这个异端会让人啊，好像整个就变得很贪婪啊，然后会做很多的坏事、邪淫啊，什么各式各样的坏事，然后我。看那个犹大叔听了一个讲道，他就讲为什么他们会有这样的行为，说因为他们只就是认为人啊，只有灵性是重要的，灵性然后肉体都是邪恶的，肉体是你不管怎么样肉体是败坏的，所以你肉体你怎么做啊，跟你的得救没有关系，只要你的灵是对的，只要你灵里面信上帝你就可以得救，所以他们就会放纵肉体的私欲，所以你看这一章你会看到他们在肉体上很放纵的，这是因为他们的那一个教义导致了他们去在行为上的这种放纵吧，淫乱啊之类的。但是我听了他这么讲，我对于那个诺斯底主义这个我可以了解，但是我对于现在，你刚才问我们现在的异端嘛，那现在美国的异端就是我们讲的就是耶和华见证人跟摩门教，但是我就在想他们我知道的不多了，但是我好像没有听到说摩门教跟耶和华见证人他们在生活上行为上有什么败坏的地方，我不知道有没有，跟诺斯底主义比的话，我会觉得他们的那个不正确的他们的主张教义会导致人行为非常的败坏。耶和华见证人跟摩门教啊，如果说他们的信仰是偏差的，但是他们我们看到果子没有，就是耶稣也告诉我们说要凭他们的果子可以认出来他们是真的是假的啊，这个是在我心里面很久的一个问题。因为我以前我受洗以前我觉知以后信受洗以前，我曾经跟一个所谓的异端吧接触过有一年的时间吧， 所以我对这个问题我会比较想的多一点，然后想听听看大家的看法。
Yeah, I raised on it when I grew up. I was baptized in a Mormon religion, and I know Mormon very well. I went to my undergrad 4 year. You know, we have to study Book of Mormon, all this, and then after I come here and before I become Christian, I go do research on the Mormon history, and then I realize they, in the past history, they don't want to talk about nowadays, and because during the 18th century, that time that they are against the government, they are number one terrorism. They have their own army. They are fighting with the federal government, and finally, government want to clean them up. And then they realize that they have to change. They totally go. They want to get back to the mainstream Christian religion. They want the public to accept them. During the First World War and Second World War, they organized and asked people to join the army. They support the government. And then they become very powerful in the Congress. And they realize that nowadays, the Mormon religion, majority people, if you don't know the history, you don't know the foundation, you think they are the Christian religion. But in fact, when you really study, they have additional to the Bible. They have Book of Mormon. They have two or three more books add on. So that is totally is the religion background. The foundation have problem. But when you actually they focus on family values. They focus on the one husband and wife. They focus on a lot of good value. From outside, you don't see it. You know, it's not probably you don't have enough experience in the moment. They don't let you really see that they have something you know, obvious. The value in nowadays, but they have one theory is that they are adjusting the principle and the policy based on the situation. Now they see the homosexual, a lot of people accept it. They realize they change the policy. They accept them now. So something you have to be studied before you tell people they are false teaching. We really know before we say that, because if you say they are very bad, something happened, and then people say no, it's not. When they contact them, they realize it's not what you said. They just the ruby backfire as a cushion. If you don't know, don't judging them with the fact is not true. We want to have a fact check first before we say it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, so I think one thing we have to be careful, we're not saying that anyone who has these heretical beliefs are necessarily living all these immoralities that are described in this chapter. So like your example that was talking about the Mormon church or whoever, the followers, some of them are very, you can say, pious and try to live a moral life. But I think the problem is that, you know, they have incorrect beliefs that deviated from the Bible. And that would be the main problem. You can go back and sometimes look back at some of these religions, how they were founded, what was the original motivation of some of their founders. And there you're going to find some of these issues that is being described in this chapter. But we should not say, oh, they consequently, all of the followers of that particular heresy is consequently living all these immoral lives, because some of them, I wouldn't say they're living these immoral lives.
可不可以翻成中文？你不可以说跟从这个，比如说那个摩门教的所有的人，就是活在那个败坏。你可不可以从刚才那个 Alex 讲的先大概讲一下他刚才讲的重点是什么？哎，Alex讲的什么东西？因为听懂。啊，刚才 Alex 讲的。
Alex 因为他的背景，那他刚接触到信仰的时候是在摩门教里面，所以他受洗也是在摩门教会里面受洗的，所以他在里面待的比较久，但感谢主了神的恩典，后来他脱离摩门教，那他脱离摩门教信耶稣之后呢，他特别做了一些的 research， 做了一些研究，那他才发觉哈，所以他又有亲身的经历啊，又有这个。 信仰上面的比较，他发觉就是摩门教很多的问题，你在表面上是看不出来的。你只有进到它里面，因为它有些东西它也是故意掩盖的。那你进到它里面，你才发觉哦，它讲的和它做的实际上是不一样的，而且有一些的关键的教义，你只有深入到里面以后，你才能发觉它的问题在哪里。那刚才Tony长老就加了一点很重要，就是说如果你去 go back。 你要追溯他摩门教的那个根源开始的那个人的话，你会发觉他的生活当中很多的不 moral 的地方，很不道德的地方。他娶了好多的妻子啊，什么这些的历史上都有啊，你查历史教科书都可以找到。但是呢，我们今天不能讲说信摩门教的每一个人都是不 moral 的人，他都是不道德的人啊，也不是这样。有些在摩门教里面的人。 他行为上也真是努力，靠自己的努力要行善呢，要做好啊。但是呢，Tony长老讲的很重要一个 point， 就是说，关键要看他们的信仰的内容是什么。这也是彼得告诉我们的。彼得有提醒我们注意他们的行为，但是他第一个讲的不是讲他们行为啊。你看第一节的后半部分，他说私自引进陷害人的异端，这是最关键的问题啊。他的教义出了问题。 刚才不解释什么是异端吗？就是跟我们传统的正统的信仰不一致的地方。最关键的两点，一个是三位一体的信仰，那在这一点上，摩门教是相信三个神甚至多个神，人也可以变成神，这跟我们是不一样的。耶和华见证人也是三位一体的信仰上出了问题，他不相信耶稣是神。再有一个我们要分辨这个教会纯正信仰的一个地方，就是他承不承认圣经是完全无误的。 很多的问题都出在这里。如果我们接受了这一点，这才是我们讨论信仰的纯正信仰的一个出发的一个根本。我们回到圣经里，不是人的权威，不是谁讲哪个教主讲哪个专家讲，而是不管谁讲，连保罗讲话他也告诉教会，你对照圣经看我讲的是与不是。所以他是异端嘛，引进异端，连买他们的主。 他们也不承认，所以这是异端的最根本的问题。连耶稣基督的救赎，他们都否认了。再接下去读，耶稣要再来这样一个关键的信仰，到了第三章，他们也否认的，这是最关键的问题。所以彼得提醒我们，先看他们的信仰，当然也要看他们的行为。所以这是两方面结合在一起。Thank
you for all the translation and help, Pastor He. Going back to examples of heresies, 异端的例子, so I want to go through some of them just so that we can all be on the alert. 我们要就是要小心，听到这个就要小心。刚才提到了很普遍的一个异端，就是说耶稣不是神，很多说他是一个先知 ，OK。 比如说在那个Muslim，Islam，他是一个very wise person，wise man，他说有一些说他是一个天使 he's an angel but not God. Or maybe 有一些说，他是个人，有一段时间神的灵住在他里面，后来神的灵离开了。So again, there are kind of all kinds of. 总之来说，就是说他不是神，就是其他很特别的，但还是不是神。Another heresy, you can call it heresy, 就是很多人相信这个时代，很多人相信 ，you just have to 行善 ，you just have to do good deeds. 你要行善，你就可以得救，你就可以上天堂。Okay.Prosperity gospel. Anyone listen to some or went to a church that believe in prosperity gospel? 有没有去过？有没有听过？他们相信神要赐福你。Okay, that doesn't sound too bad, right? Of course, God wants to bless us. 他们就是说，神呢要在财富上祝福你，要在你的身体的 well-being, your physical well-being 来祝福你。So you need to have faith, you need to have positive speech, you need to donate, and then in return, God will bless you. That's prosperity gospel. Okay. 现在在美国，在别的国家也有，在美国很多人就是参加这些prosperity gospel churches. A lot of people believe that we should not take the Bible literally, 刚才何牧师讲到 okay, 圣经只是一个神话 myth, 只是一个当一个读文学的来看 it's more like a historical document, not necessarily to govern every aspect of our lives. 把圣经当作不是神的话语。Okay, that's another heresy that we will encounter. A very common belief nowadays, 每一个人都会上天堂。Okay, you can believe in any religion. 你信什么教都可以了。In the end, everybody will go to heaven. So that's another kind of common belief nowadays. 三次教会。Okay, Pastor He, can you explain?Some a little bit of what I am not from China, from mainland China. So I've been to Three Self Churches meetings, but I don't know them that well. So maybe Pastor can explain a little bit, you know, what the Three Self Churches believe.
三字教会是1949年以后，共产党掌握大陆政权之后，他们推动的一个叫三字爱国运动。那从第一代三字爱国运动的这个领导人，他们 by title, 他们名义上都是牧师，那他们是来带领三字教会运动跟政府配合的这一批人，但是后来发觉他们当中很多人一个一个都暴露出来，他们的信仰是跟传统的信仰是不一致的，甚至有些人暴露出他们本来就是中国共产党党员，是被派到这个教会里面伪装起来作为牧师，那其中有一个例子呢，就是这个丁光训，丁光训很长一段时间在中国大陆的三字教会做主席，做最主要的领导，那后来呢，他就在神学院里面教他的神学的时候，他就把这个因信称义他就淡化了，他说不要太强调因信称义，我们要替换一下，我们要讲因爱诚意。他举个例子，他说雷锋同志那么好的爱人啊，那样的表现啊，助人为乐，他怎么会下地狱呢？如果他有爱先不要强调他信不信耶稣，只要有爱的就将来就会上天堂。那我们一听就知道这完全是跟圣经的教导是相违背的，在关键的救恩论上，人如何得救，是助人为乐吗？是这个捐钱这个修桥补路做好事就可以赢得这个救恩吗？那这跟当初这个宗教改革的时候，天主教贩卖赎罪券又有什么区别呢？花了钱这个叮当奉献一掉这个奉献袋里这个灵魂就上天堂了 那这在基本的救恩论上产生了偏差，这就是异端了啊。所以这是就是在我们这个时代离我们不远之前啊，就发生在中国大陆，今天的三字教会，中国的三字教会也存在同样的问题，因为这是一脉相承下来啊。他们能够把这些所谓的牧师放在那个三字教会主席啊带领的那个位置上啊，他们的信仰都是不纯正啊，不是按照传统的基督的教养基督的信仰，基督教的信仰在带领教会的啊，是配合政治，是为政府服务的啊。所以三字教会，我们不是说三字教会里没有真正重生得救的信徒，也有，但是作为一个运动，作为一个体系来讲，它里面掺杂了很多是不纯正的东西啊，是有欺骗性的。
I remember going to some of these services, in the Three Self churches, and I think a lot of them, when you listen to it, 没有什么问题的。It's all the things seems right, but it's really that sometimes it's these elements that here and there that may show through.Okay, so if you go to one or two services, 听他们讲道没有什么问题 but the danger is sometimes you're going to have that government influence showing through and really changing some of these beliefs very subtly, and then you'll be misled or people will be misled because of it.
对不起，我想要请问因为其实在台湾我知道别的地方应该也有一些聚会所，我知道他们有很多都是很好的弟兄姐妹，但是我知道有一些聚会所他们常常会读他们自己圣经之外然后编纂的这种书籍。以前我常听我去我同学他们的聚会所，那我常常听不懂他为什么常常讲就会讲到李弟兄说，哎，好像引经据典常常是引那个李弟兄说，好像他们那本书已经胜过圣经所说的。那像这样子算不算异端啊？
I would say there's a danger. Whenever you 高抬一个人到一个地步，then he become like the authority on everything, there is always a danger. It becomes a church of 李弟兄 instead of a church of God. So I think if you are a very mature brother, 有一个很成熟 的弟兄在那里带领，有时候 it 很难避免说you know, because you respect him and you would like to quote him,So it's not necessarily wrong, and especially 当他说的东西跟圣经是 you know, correct, then it's not 异端。但是就是说，有时候有这个危险，高抬这个个人的时候。
对不起，我刚那个讲的李弟兄不是他们教会某一个弟兄，不是。我以前一开始也以为。后来才知道是他们这个李长寿，对对对，李长寿。
Okay.
那我
yeah, so,
我自己就很 confused， 这算不算？
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So I think that is definitely, you know, in my mind is a big warning sign. 有时候如果他写了一本书，你就 quote 那一本书，没有 quote 那个圣经， then I think is very very dangerous.Because why won't you just go back to the word of God? Why would you quote the word of man?
重要的观念大家记得哈，一个叫异教，一个叫异端，一个叫极端，然后还有宗派。那我们这个经文当中也提到异端，异教我们就很清楚，就是佛教啊、伊斯兰教，他根本就没有说他是基督教，他根本就说跟我们的信仰就完全不一样。他也不相信我们的神啊，这叫异教，离我们最远的啊。再往里来，异端是说他名义上称自己是基督教的。刚才我们提到几个例子哈，像摩门呐，像这个耶和华见证人呢，他们都说自己是基督徒，但是他这个信仰偏差偏到一个地步，他基本的那 core belief 核心的信仰已经出了偏差，出了问题了。耶稣是不是神呢？ 人怎么得救啊，这是 core belief 啊，核心的信仰出了问题。在这些核心的信仰出了问题的话，他们就是异端了，他跟我们信的是不一样，信异端是不能得救的。再往里来呢，就是极端，就是它属于我们基督教的大的范围，在因信称义上面，耶稣是神的儿子，信耶稣才能得永生，这些基本的得救的信仰上没有偏差。那刚才巡营举这个例子哈，地方教会也好，聚会所也好，小群教会也好，他们是一个体系，那他们是属于比较极端的一派，他们也是在基督教的大的范围内，他们也是得救的人，如果相信耶稣基督是我们的救主哈，因信称义，但是呢他们在一些做法上比较极端，比如他们读的圣经跟我们读的不一样，他们自己翻译，李长寿负责翻译的叫恢复版圣经，当我们读经的时候也可以作为参考，但是如果他们只读这一本，只觉得这一本才是正确的，把以前的错误都除掉了，恢复到原先最重要的最核心最准确的哈，这就有问题了，而且他们的教会论出了问题啊，当初他们开始的时候啊，这个很强调这个只有他们的教会才是最纯正的教会，他不跟别的教会来往，到现在也是这样，小群教会的人基本上不跟其他的宗派来往，你看这是叫极端，比较极端。那宗派我们有宣道会啊，有这个浸信会啊，长老会啊，那这些都是属于大的福音派里面呢，只不过施工的侧重点不同啊，都是这个纯正信仰的哈。对，这几个概念分辨清楚以后，我们就知道哈，是不同类型不同性质的问题。
我有问题，我是慧莹 Orlando， 我有一件事我想请问一下，因为这个 是真正的一件事情，就是我的上班的一个同事，他在他跟他讲了说他也是基督教基督徒，然后因为他们就是他是那个什么 same sex marriage， 他说几年前的时候在我们这附近有一个基督教的教会帮他们做那个叫做什么 ceremony， 所以我就这边我就有一点觉得很惊讶，为什么基督教教会会愿意为这些人去做这种 ceremony， 这种 same sex marriage 是所谓异端吗？这是所谓异端吗？还是我觉得这个很 shock， 因为我自己在我接触圣经也就两年，然后我从一直都是这些违反自然的通常都是就是否定掉了，绝对没有那种什么 same sex marriage， 但是我就是觉得很讶异，为什么基督教会愿意为他们做这种见证。
Yeah, yeah, of course. There, I think there are many churches who will perform same sex marriage ceremonies. So I don't, Pastor, you tell us how would you classify those kinds of churches, and I'll share my feelings later on.
现在这个问题就对这类问题，这是很现实的、很复杂的哈。不光是有这个他们为同性恋的人主持婚礼啊，甚至在今天的比如说长老教会的支派里面，这个卫理公会的支派当中，他们有同性恋会去做牧师的，他们都批准的，所以这是教会的羞耻，教会的腐败，你看教会不能够在黑暗的社会当中坚持真理， That's a shame， 你看他们是在回应社会的问题上面的时候向社会的观念妥协，没有坚持圣经的真理啊。那圣经的教导其实很清楚，罗马书利未记都讲了呀，神当初造的这个是一男一女，那同性恋是犯罪的啊，是违背神的创造，违背神的真理的啊。那对于现在同性恋当中的人，我们是要把福音传给他们，就像爱其他的罪人一样去爱他们，但是呢我们不能认同啊，不能在这件事情上，同性恋这件事情上来违背圣经的真理，甚至扭曲圣经的真理去适应这个社会的潮流，这是不对。
So for me, going back to the denomination, 刚才讲到那个宗派， you know, if you look at all the denominations, there are some conservative ones, and then there are some of them are very liberal ones. So you would see among some of these very liberal denominations that they would accept, same-sex marriage, to even to the point of allowing same-sex marriage people becoming, ministers, pastors, and so on. So personally, I would not call them a heresy, okay? Because I don't think they have violated the core beliefs of who Jesus is, about the Trinity God. Some of the, when you look at some of the creeds, so from that point of view, those core beliefs, 他们没有回背。 But like Pastor He said, they're ignoring some of the teachings in the Bible, so they're not really following, and they're compromising with the current culture. So from that point of view, it is not a good thing, but I would not go to the point of calling them a heresy.
我没有问题，我只是说刚刚对好像是慧莹姐妹的问题做出回答，就是刚刚 Tony 长老说有一些 conservative 的教会，还有一个 liberal 比较 liberal 的教会。那总教一句话就是，他如果不是传扬 基督的福音不是讲十字架的福音这些教会你都可以把它排除在外，就是你就可以想说他们已经是没有真理了，所以你就不用去管它怎么样。另外一个是关于异端啊极端啊这样子门派啊这些事情的话，我自己个人会喜欢看教会历史哈。
因为从历史你就慢慢明白它为什么会有这些事情发生，其实都是跟历史有关。所以说有兴趣的朋友可以去看历史。好，我的分享完。我是想再问一下，因为曾经的时候，我同意长老讲的这些关于同性恋的问题。可是我们讲了这个问题，如果只是他们shame，which I agree，那这些shame的人。 我的问题是说，神在圣经中讲了他要毁灭这个有这个同性恋倾向的索多玛和俄摩拉，那这些同性恋的这些人，将来可以上天堂吗？这是一个问题。第二个问题，我的原来一个同事 challenge 我，他说你们基督徒是，就是他 Catholic， 他说你们基督徒是说这个同性恋这个是反对，那同性恋是一种罪，他说那在神的眼里所有的人都是罪人。 同性恋这个罪为什么比别的这种罪更重呢？难道同性恋基督徒可以赦免这个这些犯罪的人，这些甚至杀人犯这些人？那同性恋为什么神不能接受呢？所以这些事情让我觉得圣经上是这么说的，可是他就说圣经上说神每个罪人都为什么同性恋的罪就比偷窃的罪就更，你们为什么偷窃罪可以赦免，而同性恋就不能被认同
Number one, I do not think that the sin of homosexuality is heavier, bigger than other sins. 圣经没有说这个罪比那个罪更大、更严重。So I don't think that's what we are saying. And I think it's more a matter of the teaching is not that it is an okay thing. It is a good, even a good thing. We are saying that it is a sin. So I think that is the key thing, that it is not, it's not saying that we are emphasizing that particular sin to say is more serious than other sins. And the other thing is about whether they can go to heaven. So I think it goes back to, you know, really what is the criteria of receiving salvation? The criteria is whether you, through faith, that you believe in Jesus and accept and repent and accept him as your Lord and Savior. That is where the criteria for determining whether you receive salvation and go to heaven or not, right? So I think that is the key thing, and it's not talking about this person, that person. This person believe all these things, but yet he live in this kind of condition, and that person believe in things. they live in that kind of condition. So I think, but ignoring all those different conditions, the point is whether they have faith in Jesus and repent.
讲过一个 whole series， 讲到我们今天美国社会面临的这个最巨大的问题， 为什么今天基督教的信仰受到很大的 shaking， 我们的 fundamental 的这个 家庭的概念， 就是说 actually 就是说回到 back to 1950s 60s， 就是因为当时同性恋基督信仰这个国家， 基督教对于同性恋的时候 没有进行及时的纠正和这个进行阻止， 以至于这个同性恋 当时他们首先 shake 这个 family 这个 foundation 这个 fundamentally 最后 shake 了我们的这个 faith 基本的信仰， 就是基于同性恋过去的60年当中， 同性恋在美国越来越是从最初的时候被称为很没有太大影响， 后来他们逐渐扩大影响， 通过各种各样的方面， 从教会里面， 因为认为教会对他们的容忍， 对他们的tolerant， 就是教会实际上起了纵容了这个同性恋在这个世界上。 所以那个牧师讲，就是这个基督教信仰，这个基督教 society 对这个同性恋今天在美国社会的泛滥具有不可推卸的责任，就是因为当时并没有把这个东西讲得很清楚，所以让很多人觉得很困惑，似乎好，it's okay, it's okay, it's okay。 所以那这是我听到的一家之言，我不敢说是，可是的确了，我觉得从某种上我有一定的认同感。 就是因为我们觉得好像不是什么太 serious， 所以到今天我们这个成了这个，我不知道，不好说这是个烂摊，但是这个社会已经成了一种很难 turn around 的这种情况，因为宪法也立了，然后大多人也认同了，甚至很多基督徒也觉得好，因为法律上的我们也认同，就是。
Any more comments before we have to move on because of
time?
Okay.
如果
I'm sorry.
问一个问题，那个 Catholic。 天主教是异教还是异端？
I would call them 异端。 I don't know what pastor would think. I would call them 异端 because I think they think of themselves as Christians. Now, but I think there are some teachings in there that is also dangerous, especially the worshiping of other beings, meaning including human. That are
angels.
Not, yeah, or angels, and that you know, it goes beyond just worshiping God, and I think that is the problem that I think that they have. And again, I'm not saying that all of them, all the Catholics, are not Christians or 没有得救. Some of them, when I talk to them, they really understand the concept of salvation, but there are some of these problems in there, and again going back to I call them 异端 is because they consider themselves Christians.
Yeah, 我是觉得三自教会的问题，从某种意义上来讲，很像天主教，就是说里面有听到圣经的真理，相信的信徒，但是呢，从整个体系来讲。 从根本上产生了问题，这是为什么马丁路德一定要坚持因信称义，一定要讲那个五个重要的真理，把整个的这个错误的方向把它扭转过来，所以他们已经偏差到一定程度，已经开始混淆了救恩，混淆了人得救这条道路。我也想要讲一下，因为我哥哥他寄给我一个东西。 他的标题这么写的：法国天主教神职人员70年来性侵超过21万6千名儿童。他说法国天主教可能是全世界最大的性侵集团。我没有仔细去看，但是我想这个就是我刚才讲的跟那个诺斯底主义，我觉得很类似的一个东西。我觉得他们，比方说他们。 禁止神父结婚，我觉得这方面的教导的错误偏差导致他们神职人员在性上其实真的是犯了很多的罪，所以我觉得这个就是一个教义上的偏差导致人然后走入了不正确的道路吧。
我想分享，对，因为我想说我们讨论这些话题其实归根结底其实真的要看历史的发展，为什么当时候不允许这个神职人员结婚呢？大家不知道有没有问过这个问题。就是看历史的时候你会发现哈，在使徒后面不是中世纪嘛，在中世纪的时候有一波那个修道院的兴起。好，修道院为什么兴起呢？就是因为当时很乱啊，打仗，然后这帮人就是刚开始的就是圣徒或者什么，后来被人叫圣徒，他们就是说我们要保留这个 tradition， 就我们自己要好像是你说是修行也好什么，就是他们就是说远离这个战争，我们就自己关起来抄教经，然后祷告，然后唱诗，然后这种传统下来之后他们就是对就是这种苦修行，就是慢慢变成苦修行，所以就是苦修行嘛，那他当然是要禁欲，但是这个东西就是历史造成，他当时为什么会有这种想法，也是因为那个社会有战争啊，各种动乱，蛮族侵略什么什么什么的，然后到后面然后有人说他好有人说不好，所以说啊，真的要看历史，我觉得很多东西是现代人用现在的眼光去看这样子，所以对，我觉得看完历史之后你真的是有个不同的见解。
Yes, definitely there are a lot of historical context, but I think we kind of also, with that context in mind, we still need to kind of determine what is the best way forward. But thanks for sharing that. Okay, all right, I'm definitely will not finish today, but that's okay. Let me just quickly go through some of these other verses. Talking about the danger of these false teachers is that they are actually very, very attractive. Why are they attractive? Because they appeal to our sinful nature. 刚才讲到那个prosperity gospel, okay? 为什么 prosperity gospel very attractive to a lot of people in the United States? Because they tell us something that we all want to hear. We all want to hear that, oh, we'll be blessed. We'll be blessed financially.We'll be blessed from our physical well-being. 听到那一些我们就觉得啊 you know, that's what we want to hear. 所以他们讲的那个道理呢是很有那个吸引人的地方 okay? And because they sound so right, and then a lot of people believing at the same time. Now, another thing that is being mentioned, 在彼得后书第二章讲到呢 that,Because of these false teachers, it is going to bring our faith into disrepute. 是我们的信仰呢，声名狼藉。Okay, and also I know a lot of us have heard of these televangelists who committed fraud and adultery. And so that definitely, it became a problem for us because it actually caused a lot of peopleto stumble, because they would say, you know, you Christians are really not, you know, not that great, because you look at these televangelists, and I'm not going to name names, you know what I'm talking about, that they have, you know, all these problems, right? Recently, have you heard another example that,There is a televangelist who's asking people to donate to help him buy a private jet. He actually already had private jets, but he wanted a bigger one, a fancier one, a more luxurious one. He is asking people to donate money to allow him to do that. And of course, that caused a whole lot of people saying,You know, Christianity, 你们基督教都是不好的。You know, look at the kind of example that people are setting. Okay, so, and then people are exploited. Because of the greed of these false teachers. 好，我们现在到第四节到第十节。What are some of the punishment that are being mentioned for the ungodly? 不敬虔人的惩罚是什么？
被审判，这里举的是旧约的索多玛跟俄摩拉。
OK, burn to ashes, 索多玛、俄摩拉，还有没有？ What the other example besides Gordon,、Sodom and Gomorrah? What other example?
洪水啊。
洪水。The time of Noah, Noah 的世代。OK, 洪水来到。OK,one last example of the punishment.
创世纪天使犯罪。创世纪。
OK, 讲到天使犯罪 ,the sinning angels being sent to hell, OK, 大概这个是猜了、it's not absolutely certain,but in Genesis 6,、今天没有时间你可以回去看看、创世纪第六章、maybe 可能是讲到这些、犯罪的天使。And then here is talk about 他们被关在阴暗的地狱中，就是 in dungeons, gloomy dungeons in hell. 刚才讲到 you know, Noah's time, 也讲到 you know,Sodom and Gomorrah. So are some of these punishments that are being mentioned in the Bible. Okay. 刚才好像是忘记了是可能是华美提到，在犹大书，也是。跟这一章很类似的、也是提到同样的、例子。So if you also have time, you can actually go back to the book of Jude. There's only one chapter. In there, you're going to find, you know, very similar examples being mentioned in the book of Jude. 有大书提到的 很类似。So if you look at these verses from...These seven verses, the structure is like this. 在英文是这样的、中文也是差不多 but it's not as obvious. 在英文呢就是 if, then. 如果神没有宽容，如果神也没有宽容，如果他又判定了，如果他只搭救了，这样主知道答就 the conclusion is that what Peter is trying to say is that, you know, is using all the examples is to tell you very clearly, God will not tolerate these 不敬虔的人, these sinners. God will punish and God will rescue the godly. Okay.So again, the structure is trying to emphasize that God will not, these people will not escape God's punishment. God will not spare them. God will not spare them. God will not spare them. It may take a while. 在洪水的时代，在那个挪亚的时代， God waited for a long time before he judged, but God will judge. So what Peter is trying to say is that,Looking at all these examples in the past, you should know, you will know that God will punish, God will judge, God will not spare. But God will also know how to rescue 拯救那些敬虔的人 Okay. Then we move on to the next passage, which is verse 10 to verse 19. 这里讲到那个假师父的腐败 的生活。Okay, what are some of the conditions, quickly, let's go through some, what are some of the conditions of these false teachers that you can see in those nine, ten verses?
神肉身众污秽的情欲。
本大任性诽谤在尊位的也不知惧怕。
Okay, very bold and arrogant, 诽谤在尊位的。So what is...在尊会的是讲什么？在英文里面 ，OK， go ahead。英文里面讲到那个翻译在尊会的 ，is called the celestial beings。大概的翻译，大概它的意思就是说，讲到在那个那天使，甚至是讲到 fallen angels， like Satan。 In fact, if you turn to 犹大书，你看犹大书的时候，也有很类似的teaching that even the archangel would not slander these other fallen angels or Satan. So it kind of reminds us that we have to be careful. Even though we think Satan has been defeated because of Jesus on the cross, we still have to be careful in that we should not be, bold and arrogant, saying that, we have overcome Satan. So we have to be careful when we are talking about celestial beings being the angels. Okay. So what are the conditions have Peter described about these false teachers? 讲到他们没有灵性，就像鼠类。And they like to enjoy in fleshly pleasure, 在broad daylight and carousing and feasting. 犯奸淫, never stop sinning, 永不同停止犯罪。贪婪就好像巴兰一样, okay? And then also, so the first five things there is talking about, their kind of condition, right? And then it moves on to talk about they actually are like springs without water and mist driven by storm. What is Peter trying to say? 当他们说的好像无水的井和狂风吹逼的雾气。What does that mean? What are the condition of a 无水的井? When you go to a well, what are you trying to do?
It will not flow. It's dead water.
Okay, there is a dead water. Okay, it's actually worse than dead. It's like there is no water, 无水, right? And when you go to a well, what are you trying to do? When you go to a spring, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get some water to drink, right? Or to do whatever you need with water. But these people is like a well or a spring without water. 你拿不到水的, so it's not going to help you quench your thirst or help you do whatever you need with the water. And mist driven by storm. What happened when we have mist? And then a storm comes. What happened to the mist?
就被吹散了。
就被吹散了，没有了。So it's really like that, right? So the mist, at first it may be, okay, maybe we're going to give us some rain or whatever. But when the storm comes, it all got blown away. So whatever we were expecting from it, be it rain, quenching, thirst, again, is not going to come about. So 他们就是讲到就是这一些人不能满足我们真正的需要。Okay, they look like they are promising, but they cannot satisfy our real needs. And here it's also talking about enticing and seductive. Okay, so if you look at some of these verses in here, it is talking about how they would really entice away the people, especially who are immature believers. If you look at verse 18, they said, for their mouth, empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desire of sinful human nature, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. They entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error. So it's really talking about for those people who probably are just, seekers or maybe just baby believers, that they're easily enticed away and being seduced by these false teachers. And then finally, they themselves are slaved to sins and depravity, even though they may be promising freedom to everybody else. So 他们自己是被罪恶 跟败坏做奴仆、他们可能应许别人可以得到自由，但是他们自己其实是那个、奴仆。All right, let's move on to the last、few verses、and 讲到这个、贾西布的结局、在20节到22节、actually, it really talk about their destruction many times in verse 1, verse 3, 12, and 13, about their destruction will come very soon when God will be punishing them and judging them.、and let me skip this one. What is the ending of the false teachers?刚才 you know, 华梅说到 they are,、that they have escaped the defilement of the world through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and they are again entangled to,、in them and overcome. So do you think these teachers are Christians and have received salvation and now they lost their salvation?
No, I think those、in the Bible are the one didn't even get saved at the beginning becauseAnyone who are truly saved, they will not become the false teachers, at least not intentionally.
So what you're saying, I think, let me just rephrase it a little bit.、so these people, definitely, they know about Jesus, okay? They have、head knowledge of Jesus Christ, because 在这里、说到他们因认识主咒主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽 So they have some knowledge of Jesus, okay? Now, and also it talked about that the commandments were delivered to them. 神的诫命、传递了给他们 okay?、but their hearts have never truly accepted Jesus as Lord of their lives.So as a result, it's kind of like in Matthew 13, talk about the different kinds of soil、that they, it's like that seed has fallen onto rocky soil or on thorny soil that when the seed fell on thorny soil, that all the kind of entanglements of this world、is going to come choke them.So that they cannot truly、receive the gospel. So that is really what、the condition that is being described for these people here. And then finally,、why is it that in the end, they become worse off than before?、one reason is because if someone has received God's teaching clearly,received the word clearly, but yet they have chosen to disobey it, that person will be judged more severely.、and also, it's like in Matthew 12,、when it talked about when you clean out a room, but you have never invited Jesus to come in, then the evil spirit who left because of that clean out will come back with seven other spirits that are even more evil.Than the original spirit. So that is really talking about someone who's been enslaved by sin, hear the gospel,、understood it, but never truly accepted Jesus. And then their lives will become even in a deeper bondage because of that. That those that seven other spirit that's more evil than the original one will come in and live in his heart. All right, Xin Ying, you have to leave.You have wanted to do some announcements. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. A little bit late.、no problem. You can finish.
Okay. No, this is pretty much it. So that's the summary、of this whole chapter. I'm sorry for rushing,、but I think it's good.、in the beginning, I think we have a lot of very meaningful discussion. So I hope that、you got something out of it. Again, the summary is really...here is the structure of the entire chapter. And one thing is the application. We don't have time to go through it. It's like, really, what is it that we can avoid the enchantment of these false teachers? What we need to do? What is it that we need to look out for to help us identify these false teachers? So some of the things that we should think about.
2分钟就是跟弟兄姐妹分享一下、哦、 真的能感觉今天大家都很认真在思考，也很愿意分享。我们的课呢，彼得前后书会在12月17号，也就是还有两次哈，12月17号会结束，然后再来我们就过圣诞节，有其他的活动。那明年的1月开始，我们会通知会继续读我们的圣经，在同样这个时间。那不过呢，彼得前后书在17号结束那一天，我牧师会带我们查最后的这个 ending 的 conclusion 的那个部分，会有多出来的时间哈，很愿意把这时间分享给弟兄姐妹，就是听弟兄姐妹一起对于读了彼得前后书，你有什么可以分享造就的？其实今天能感觉大家其实都很愿意分享，其实其他章节也是一样的。那我们就会利用17号那天的时间，每个人呢可以有，大家不要超过5分钟了哈，3到5分钟。那我给一些建议，我有放在大组上面，那这是我自己给的建议了哈。比如说你可以想想彼得前后书，你有没有一些自己的重点整理哈，那这个也可以分享给大家。还有你读彼得前后书以后呢，你有没有什么印象最深刻的哪一段啊？因为内容很丰富啊，可是你能不能就是以一段对你印象最深刻的来跟大家分享，或者是说我读彼得前后书哈，到底增加我什么新的认识啊？有没有改变我什么旧的观念？还有就是像彼得前后书，有没有哪一段哈对你是最挑战的？那为什么？就像今天，我就能听到对很多人其实都是放在心里有很多的想法，也很愿意追求更正确的答案。所以我想有好多，还有其他任何你自己觉得可以分享的，这是我提出来给大家的几个参考。那很希望听到弟兄姐妹在12月17号那，就是还有两个礼拜，你可以好好整理一下，来跟弟兄姐妹一起分享。那如果你愿意哈，就是有准备，你可以事先告诉我。那你就算没告诉我呢，那一天只要时间允许哈，你也都可以随时发言。我就是有这件事情跟大家分享一下。好，时间就交还给川的长老。
OK，Thank you， 欣欣。OK，Alex。
Yeah， actually, I'm reading the ending of the false teacher. The statement said that it's described the destruction which will come quickly. I kind of don't really fully understand that. Look like they've been around for many, many years and never end. Why that saying they are quickly destructdestroyed and they should not be around. Look like they're growing even bigger. Is that information age? They become very, they got a lot of tools. They can easily deliver and look like they are growing too. You know, that I don't understand.
Well, number one, I think every generation, every age,will have his own false teachers. I think when the destruction will come quickly, doesn't mean that God will destroy all of them and then they will not come anymore. Every generation will have new false teachers rising up. I think the time that they will be destroyed totally will bebe. You know, when Jesus comes again, when God judges all of us, then that will be the time when they all will destroy, will be destroyed and not come again. But every generation, you're going to have them. Now, are you talking about in a particular generation, some of these false teachers
you can look at
the last decades? Is that what you mean?
Well, Mormon, they've been around for...You know, 18th century until now is almost 200 years, you know, and they're still growing. They're building more temple, and I don't see any destruction on the physically or the church. That makes me think about the destruction, definition about the destruction is because is it what they think they have eternal life the way they do, they will totally destroy because they never get it. Is it that that is more kind of explaining the definition about destruction? It's not burning the temple or the government, put all the leader in a jail, that kind of thing. I'm trying to understand what it means by destruction here.
Definitely the destruction that is being talked about is really not necessarily an earthly destruction, even though that could be part of it. Definitely the destruction that is talking about is that judgment that from God that is being destroyed. So if you think about the examples Peter talked about, right? So there is the age of the Noah's age when people were, so that's a physical destruction there. But actually that didn't happen until for a long time, even before Noah gave the warning about the flood coming, that condition has gone on for a while, right? So sometimes there is God's timing. That is not, God is not measuring time the same way that we do. So we may think with our kind of age, we may think 200 years is a long time, but that may be just God not acting it quite yet. So I still think that there could be a physical destruction that God can impose on some of these false teachers. It's just that we may not have seen it in our lifespan.
Well, just like the Catholic, they are drifting more kind of tendency, you know, by looking at the, you know, the believer start having question about the organization, and that way they kind of the structure and kind of falling apart, they force them to have the reform, right? Yeah, I think you answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. If we have no more questions, why don't we close in a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder in 2 Peter chapter 2 about false teachers. We know that Satan is always trying to attack and mislead so that people will be less led astray from the teachings that we receive from you. So Lord, we ask for protection for all our brothers and sisters to not be misled by any false teachings. And Lord, help us to be vigilant, help us to be careful so that we will always be walking on the paths that you want us to walk on. Help us to be diligent in studying your word so that we know how to discern, so that our eyes are clear, our ears are wide open, that we can know what is the right way of following you. And Lord, I also pray for those around us who may have been misled by some of these false teachings. Help us to be helpful in bringing them back to the way that you have laid down for us. So Lord, we thank you for tonight that you teach us about these false teachers. And I pray that you will help us apply it in our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.